From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has lashed out at the muted global response to the killing of dozens of Palestinians during protests this week along the Israel-Gaza border. Mr. Erdogan said the UN has ended and has become exhausted and collapsed. He spoke of the silence that has greeted what he has called Israeli bullying. Turkey expelled Israel's ambassador and the consul general. It also recalled its ambassador to Tel Aviv. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nakshon said Israel responded by reprimanding a Turkish diplomat.
We have summoned today the deputy ambassador of Turkey to the Israeli Foreign Ministry in order to express our concern and our dismay at a gross violation of the diplomatic ethics and the relations between countries. This morning, the ambassador of Israel was publicly humiliated in the airport of Istanbul. He was subject to a security check which was absolutely unnecessary.
Israel also expelled the Turkish consul general. The violent protests Monday and Tuesday eased Wednesday. Meanwhile, Hamas, which rules Gaza, acknowledged all but a dozen of the 62 killed were members of the Islamist group. Thousands of doses of an experimental Ebola vaccine have arrived in the Democratic Republic of Congo to combat an outbreak of the deadly virus, which has claimed 23 lives in the remote northwest. Anna Maria Henno Restrepo is a World Health Organization team leader.
We have 4,000 doses that are arriving in Kinshasa safely. These 4,000 that are here in these boxes are going to be replenishment doses. We intend to send them soon this week to complete the first installment of vaccines.
More than 400 people in DRC are suspected to have had contact with the disease. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump suggested Wednesday the path forward to a much-anticipated meeting next month with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is unclear.
We haven't seen anything. We haven't heard anything. We will see what happens.
Mr. Trump's brief remarks came after North Korea suggested the meeting could be in jeopardy over joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and demands over its denuclearization. China Wednesday said the U.S.-North Korea talks should go ahead. The North abruptly canceled high-level meetings Wednesday with South Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet with President Trump at the White House next Tuesday. The U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, Wednesday told the U.N. Security Council a government assault in the rebel-held Idlib province would be far more destructive than the prolonged battle to take the Eastern Ghouta enclave near Damascus.
We fear that any escalation or substantial escalation in Idlib or in Daraa or in the northeast may also incur risks not only to Syrian civilians but also to international peace and security. Because, as you know, many of these areas contain external and international forces.
Idlib is home to more than 2 million people, many of them having fled conflict elsewhere in the country and have no other place to go. The U.S. has joined Gulf states in imposing additional sanctions on the leadership of the Lebanese Shia movement Hezbollah, including Syed Hassan Nasrallah and Naim Qassem. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the sanctioning nations reject what he called the false distinction between the so-called political wing of Hezbollah and its terrorist plotting. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega opened sensitive talks Wednesday with the members of the opposition to try to quell a month of anti-government unrest that's left at least 50 dead. Students were joined by members of the business community and unions at the session held in the capital, Managua. Mr. Ortega was interrupted with shouts of murderer and calls for an end to repression. Tens of thousands took to the streets in April over Social Security reform. Those protests turned violent. Rights groups in Gambia have implicated former President Yahya Jammeh in the deaths of more than 50 West African migrants in 2005 and are seeking his extradition and prosecution. Following interviews with former Gambian officials, they allege the migrants were mistaken for mercenaries, detained and executed by a paramilitary unit. The former Gambian leader lives in exile in Equatorial Guinea. On Wall Street, stocks eked out a modest gain Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones gaining 62 points to 24,768. U.S. industrial production increased solidly in April. That follows a report Tuesday showing consumer spending up last month. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.